Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Brandon O'Brien, the CFO of Zag Incorporated. Zag trades on the OTC bulletin board. Ticker symbol is ZAGG. And the company designs, manufactures, and distributes protective clear coverings and accessories for consumer electronics and handheld devices. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, glad to be here, Juan.
Great. Now, 2008 saw a company total increase of revenue by 285%. Can you talk about some of the value drivers behind this?
You bet. The company is, we're only 4 years old. We started as an internet company, so we had strong online sales of our flagship product, which is the Invisible Shield. The Invisible Shield is a polyurethane film that was originally developed for the military to protect the leading edge of helicopter blades from getting scratched up and damaged. We have now taken that film, made some modifications. It's now our own proprietary film, and we custom cut the Invisible Shield film to protect handheld electronics and gadgets, cell phones, laptop computers, GPS devices, about any electronic device you can think of, we've got an Invisible Shield to cover that. So currently we have over 3,000 SKUs. 2008 really was a breakout year for us. Our online sales continue to remain strong, but we also were able to get into some big box retailers. We've got several different distribution channels, including mall carts and kiosks where people can come and have the Invisible Shield actually installed for them. At the end of 2008, we had 40 of those locations, and we anticipate by the end of 2009 to be up to 80 locations. We also began distributing our product in big box retailers. In August of last year, we began selling in Carphone Warehouse over in the UK. Now, Carphone Warehouse, most people don't know how big that distribution channel really is, but they have over 2,700 locations in the UK and Western Europe. Currently, we're selling in all of the locations in the UK, so over 900 locations. We also began selling our product in Best Buy here in the United States, and so we're in over 1,000 locations here in Best Buy, and that's really been the impetus for the tremendous revenue growth that we experienced over the past year.
Great, and also talk a little bit about the earbud product. How's that making it easier for users to switch between, you know, conversations on their phone and actual listening to music?
Yeah, that's a good point. The Z Buds, we launched that product in December of last year. We have a database of customers. We know exactly what products they have. We've got over 500,000 email addresses that people have purchased products from us and have subscribed to our newsletters. So we know exactly what products they have so that we can develop products and target market to that customer database. It really is a gold mine for us that we are beginning to mine. And the Z Buds was kind of our first introduction as an alternative product to sell to that customer database. The Z Bud is a in-ear earbud. It's the perfect companion for the iPhone. It has a microphone on it, volume control. It's a tangle-free cord. It comes with several different ear pieces to put into your, you know, so it fits your ear correctly. If you buy an iPhone, it comes with the standard headphones, and it's a, kind of a one-size-fits-all mentality where clearly everyone's ears, you know, you've got different sizes. So we developed a product that will work well with the iPhone, has interchangeable ear pieces to put in, tangle-free nylon cord, high-quality sound, and the price point is we sell that for $79.99. We actually won the CES Innovations Award for that product in January of this year, so we were very pleased with that that prestigious award that we were given with the Z-Buds. And so we started just selling them just the latter part of last year. We've sold tens of thousands of pairs of them. They're selling very well. Currently, we're only offering them on our website, but we are talking with some of our other distribution partners and expect to see those into some of the other distribution channels we have shortly.
Well, I certainly do look forward to picking one of those up for my phone. And can you talk a little bit about some of the trends in the market and how well positioned Zag is to capitalize on them?
Well, you know, Juan, as you ask that, we've got the Invisible Shield is the perfect solution for the touchscreen phone. So the iPhone has really revolutionized the handheld cell phone industry. So now you've got different manufacturers are all coming out with their own version of the iPhone. A lot of them refer to them as, you know, the iPhone killer. But they all have a touchscreen phone. And so with a touchscreen phone, you can't cover that up with a big bulky leather or silicone case. You've got to have access to it. But at the same time, you want to keep it protected and you want to keep it covered up so it doesn't get damaged. And the Invisible Shield doesn't inhibit the touchscreen, the touch sensitivity at all on these phones. So it works well with all of the different devices. So we're positioned great in that industry, in that, you know, it doesn't matter if Apple becomes the winner or if Samsung or whoever it is. I mean, it's irrelevant to us who the best device is, because we provide the Invisible Shield for all of the devices. So we can let these companies go out and spend the millions of dollars in advertising and promoting their product, and we get to kind of ride along on the coattails and enjoy the success as these new products are introduced, you know, and people are introduced the Invisible Shield. You know, it works great as a solution for those devices.
That's a good point. And so what differentiates your product from other player and your company from other players in the sector? Is it the product? Is it service? All the above?
Yeah, it's all of the above. I mean, we have our company is, like I said, 4 years old. We have about 80 employees. Half of those employees are customer service employees. So we recognize the importance of providing, you know, world-class customer service to our customers. Once we get a customer, you know, we want to keep that customer for life. So we provide the Invisible Shield. It's got a lifetime guarantee. But in actuality, what's the life of a cell phone these days? You know, it's going to last for maybe 12 to 18 months. If we've provided that customer with good customer service, with a quality product, as soon as they go out and buy their new device, they want to get the Invisible Shield to protect it. So it becomes a consumable and it allows us to enter into, people will purchase that product. They buy it, say they buy it for their cell phone. You know, one of the good things that has happened for us by going into Best Buy is that really introduces us to the mass market. So before, we were very strong on the internet, but that was kind of the techie crowd. So now you're trying to get into the mass market and get mass market appeal. Well, going into Best Buy, they only carry, currently they're carrying a dozen SKUs. We've got over 3,000 SKUs. So what it has enabled us to do is get the introduction to the consumer. They buy the product, become aware of our product. We've got our marketing and literature. You know, we're master marketers. That's really what we are, as a sales and marketing company. So we introduce the customer to come back to our website and buy additional products. So, people aren't aware that, hey, you can get it for all the electronics you've got in your house. So we have a lot of repeat sales to customers. Once they buy it, they like it for their cell phone, they're buying it for their laptop computer and for their kid's iPod or their kid's PSP. So it enables us to get in and get more products sold to people, and it really has been kind of a grassroots getting out to people and exposure to our company, and we're really seeing the success of those endeavors.
And you recently presented at the CTIA Wireless show earlier in the month. What were some of the highlights of what the company exhibited at the conference?
Well, down at the CTIA show, we were able to talk with lots of different manufacturers, lots of different sales outlet channels, particularly related to the wireless industry. And that really is a big play for us, is the whole wireless industry. We're currently working with big companies, AT&T and Sprint. We're working closely to try and get into those accounts, because those could be, really big accounts for us that could really help to catapult the company to the levels that we see we can get to.
So how important are alliances and partnerships sources?
Oh, they're very important. Very important, especially in you know, when you get periods of economic downturn, which we're experiencing now. A prime example of that is our relationship with Best Buy. And, you know, we've been able to provide a quality product. We ship that product on time, get it into their stores, and follow up with customer service on the back end, just to make sure that they're satisfied with the product. A lot of big box retailers have been going through a period of time where they're decreasing the number of SKUs, and we're actually being able to increase our SKU count in these big box retailers because of the relationship we have and the service that we're able to provide.
And in terms of growth, will management look to grow organically, or are you looking for M&A activities as well?
Well, we're always on the lookout to see if there's something out there that makes sense that we might acquire. We haven't found anything yet that has the same kind of gross margins that we're currently experiencing. So although we have looked at different things, right now there's nothing out there that we're ready to pursue and pull the trigger on. We've got a lot of internal projects that we're focusing on that we believe can really help the company grow. So that organically is primarily what we're focused on. You know, by the same token, if something comes along, we'll clearly take a look at it, and if it makes sense, you know, something may form out of that in the future.
Great. And Brandon, can you give us a brief background and experience of yourself, as well as possibly that of some of your key management team?
Sure. I can give you a little background on Robert Peterson as our CEO and co-founder. Robert is a consummate entrepreneur. He started a couple of different companies, one of which was a company called Del Sol. And what they did was they created T-shirts, and they actually changed color in the sun. So he grew that business over a period of 13 years from $0 to $40 million in revenue. And the distribution channel started with mall carts, and they went to full inline stores. And so he's brought that expertise in the retail segment here to Zag. And his expertise really has been key in helping us to see the successes that we're having. He's got a great overall vision. He provides the day-to-day vision of the company and is a great motivator. So he's been a great leader and helping us to continue to grow the company. We've also got Derek Smith as the vice president of sales. He came actually from Australia. He had several different key management, sales management roles over in Australia, and we hired him about a year and a half ago. We also have Brian Packer, who's our vice president of marketing, and he came to us from up in Boise. He was working for Hewlett Packard, and Brian's been great as well to really help us with our marketing. My background is as I started with Arthur Anderson out of school, and then worked for iOmega Corporation, and then worked for a public company, Phonics Corporation, and they did speech recognition software. So all of us have MBAs, and so we've all got a good business understanding, good business acumen, and we work well together. We enjoy each other's company, and so it's a great team environment that we're striving to build here at Zag, and we've been able to get the buy-in of all the employees, and so we're able to really see some success and at the same time enjoy the camaraderie of each other.
Well, that's always important. And what specific objectives and milestones has the management set for Zag over the next year?
Well, last year with our revenue, we came in revenue of $19.8 million and positive net income. We don't expect that trend to change. We'll continue to have positive net income. We see our top line revenue growth this year. The benchmark that we've put out there is, we'll be at least $30 million in revenue for this coming year with, an increase on EPS over last year. So, we've got some lofty goals, but we really feel like we've got a good plan to get there and that we should be able to achieve those goals that we have set for ourselves.
And two more questions. In terms of investors, do you think that investors understand the general direction that the company is headed in?
Well, the great thing, Juan, about our company is it's easy to understand. I mean, we're selling a tangible product. whether it be the Z-Buds or the Invisible Shield, people can understand what it is. They can see the application. It's useful for everyone who has handheld devices. Even in a downturn economy, people are still going to have cell phones. They're going to want to protect those cell phones. And so our product works great for that, and investors are able to see, okay, this is, you know, this is the product they have. You're kind of the Peter Lynch mentality. You want to go to a company where you understand what they have, you can see the benefit, and it makes sense. And, you know, the Invisible Shield clearly falls into that category, and so do the other products that we're introducing as Zag.
Good. And once again, joining us today is Brandon O'Brien, the CFO of Zag. Zag Inc. Trades on the OTC bulletin board. The ticker symbol is ZAGG. That's Zag on the OTCBB. And before we conclude, Brandon, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Zag as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, we're continuing to execute on our plan of continued revenue growth, introducing new products, positive net income. We've got, you know, our distribution channels are just going to continue to increase. We've got great success overseas. We're starting to see more sales through distributors happening overseas. Currently here in the U.S. for big box retailers, we've got Best Buy, which is really the king of electronics supply stores out there. And so we started at the top, and now we're adding on additional retailers as well. So we've got a couple of other retailers that we've recently inked contracts with, and we'll be announcing those shortly when the product hits the shelves. So we're really in that breakout period where we're getting out to more people. More people are seeing the product, and that's going to just perpetuate our top-line revenue growth. We've got, you know, we've got our G&A expenses in line. Those are not going to grow with sales. So as we continue to grow sales, we'll be able to maintain our G&A expenses, and we're going to be, you know, a very profitable company. So, you know, that value proposition is clearly there with Zag. We don't have any debt on the balance sheet. No convertible preferred instruments out there. So, you know, our stock, our count should remain, you know, fairly constant, and we're going to continue to perform on growing the company.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth. And where can investors and customers go for more information?
Right on our website, www.zag.com/investors. We've got all sorts of information there. That gives all of our contact information where the investors can come with additional questions, and we'd be happy to answer them.
Thanks for the update today, Brandon.
You bet. Thanks, Juan.